Welcome to AM Best Audio.
Global reinsurance capital reached $805 billion at year-end 2025, up 4.8% from year-end 2024, according to Gallagher Re's latest reinsurance market report. While reinsurers continue to post strong return on equity and underwriting profitability, combined ratios deteriorated slightly amid higher catastrophe losses and non-property and casualty headwinds, highlighting both the resilience and challenges facing the sector. I'm Lori Tortis for AM Best Audio, and joining us now to discuss that and other key findings from the report is Michael Von Bagen. He's head of Client and Market Insights International at Gallagher Re Global Strategic Advisory. Michael, welcome. It's so great to speak with you. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Lori. Thank you for having me.
So, Michael, what factors drove the 4.8% increase in global reinsurance capital in the first half of 2025?
Yeah, sure. If we look at the dynamics between traditional and alternative capital, I think both were showing comparable growth rates. However, given the relative size of the traditional capital, growth in U.S. Dollar billion terms is driven by traditional reinsurance capital. Traditional reinsurance capital increased by $31 billion in the first half of the year, based on our so-called index companies. And this represents 45 of the largest global reinsurers. The key driver of this growth is retained earnings, making up about half of the increase. And then other drivers that also were relevant were financial markets and FX gains. The inflow of new capital in the traditional market remains very limited.
How have natural catastrophe losses and non-P&C headwinds impacted return on equity so far this year? And how is Gallagher Re supporting your clients in managing these challenges?
Yeah, if we look at the return on equity or ROE developments year over year, there are a couple of things to highlight. First of all, the headline ROE declined slightly to a strong 17.7% from an exceptionally strong 19.6% in the first half of 24. Net cat losses were above budget in the first half of 25 and below budget a year ago. As a result, this had a 2.5 percentage points negative impact year over year. However, this is offset by higher realized capital gains and higher reserve releases. When we look at the underlying ROE, this declined 2.6 percentage points in the first half to 12.6%. However, it's important to stress that this was largely driven by factors outside the P&C reinsurance and investment result, as you highlighted yourself. One meaningful factor and creating about a 1 percentage point headwind was FX losses as a result of the exchange rate moves witnessed year to date. Now, assuming stable exchange rates going forward, these headwinds should not reoccur. Another factor has been some of the company's experienced reserve actions in the primary P&C portfolios, mainly related to U.S. casualty. When looking through some of these factors, the true underlying ROE looks to be around 14%, a very strong level, both historically and in absolute terms.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Michael, what's contributing to the continued strength in reported and underlying ROEs?
Yeah, the starting point is the attractive underlying ROE, and as said, which is around 14% when correcting for some of the one-off factors that we've seen in the first half. This improved materially from a low single-digit return about 5 years ago, and the key drivers behind this material improvement are both higher underwriting margins and running investment income. Rate increases and the changes in attachment points and terms of conditions have made a meaningful difference on the underwriting margins. And secondly, higher interest rates have supported higher investment income that we've seen pre-COVID levels. Given the strong underlying profitability and meaningful retained earnings, though, you're seeing capital is starting to build quicker than revenue growth. And this is starting to put some pressure on returns. and increases the need to redeploy capital more proactively, either via developing new growth opportunities, whether that's organic or inorganic, or increasing the return of capital to shareholders.
Market dynamics are shifting rapidly. Michael, how are reinsurers balancing profitability with rising volatility in risk drivers and market shifts between traditional and alternative capital?
Yeah, I think the key word here is diversification. The larger reinsurers are becoming increasingly diversified, for example, with meaningful specialty portfolios and material life and health operations. As a consequence, results are less volatile and less sensitive to pricing or profitability dynamics for one specific line of business or geography. In terms of the traditional versus alternative capital dynamics, we've seen traditional reinsurers increasingly embrace alternative capital over the past couple of years as a tool to manage volatility and grow fee earnings rather than see it purely as a competitor.
And Michael, looking ahead, what is the outlook for reinsurance capital and profitability through the remainder of 2025 and beyond?
Yeah, taking into account the performance in the first half of the year, we estimate the industry will deliver an underlying ROE of 13 to 14% for the full year. And assuming normalized net cat activity for the remainder of the year and stable financial markets, the headline ROE is well on track to reach 17 to 18%. As a result, we estimate traditional reinsurance capital to increase by about 8% compared to year-end 24. And this is largely driven by the retained earnings, which would contribute more than $40 billion out of a more than $57 billion estimated growth in traditional reinsurance capital.
Michael, this has been such a fascinating, insightful conversation, and it's truly been a pleasure. I want to thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you for having me, Lori.
That was Michael von Wagen, Head of Client and Market Insights International at Gallagher Re Global Strategic Advisory. For AM Best Audio, I'm Lori Chortis.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.